Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, welcome back. Lansing, Cameron Ganas in studio with you, filling in for the Jack Ebling. And my co-host today is Mr. Justin Kane.
Hello.
Hello. Always good to have you around, Justin, especially behind the microphone here. And as I said earlier in the show, Justin, you're an old pro at this this hosting thing. Talk a little bit about your telethon experience and what your opportunity is there and what you've done on TV.
Yeah, well, the last 3 years, I've been very fortunate to work on the Sparrow Hospital telethon, which was actually switched in names to the Giveathon this year. And just been on there talking about I was a miracle child from 1994, survived brain cancer. And so with the experiences I've gone through and where I am now, I'd like to take any chance I can to give back. And that's a great weekend-long event that we raise a lot of money for to help a lot of sick kids and adults alike, I guess. Well, Sparrow Hospital.
That's great. Well, you are lucky, and Lansing's lucky to have you, too. When is that event? Is it coming up soon, or is it just passed?
It is coming up in June.
Oh, okay. So we're halfway there.
It's,
yeah.
It's a while away. It's a while.
Halfway there, yeah.
They used to have a radiothon in December.
Okay.
And then telethon in June, but they've now merged both of those into a week-long party. Basically.
That's great.
So,
well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, back to our last guest. We had Pat Dayon, who is the general manager of the Lansing Lugnuts. And it's a lot of people don't really understand how the Lugnuts operate in terms of they are basically a tenant in the stadium that is now Cooley, Thomas M. Cooley Law School Stadium. So the Lugnuts are a tenant inside the stadium, but there's also other entities that are owned by the same, operating authority, and it's called the Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority. So they own the Lansing Center, they own Common Ground Festival, they own the stadium, and they also own the new Lansing City Market. And they own the old Lansing City Market as well, but there's a new city market that's been open for a few months now.
Yep.
And the old market manager just recently retired, and we have a new market manager who's actually in studio with us now, Joe Lasoski. Hopefully I said that right. Does that sound
right?
You
did.
Okay,
did.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us, Joe.
Thanks for having me here, you guys.
And welcome to Lansing. Joe, from what I understand, you've been here since last Tuesday.
Yeah.
You moved to town? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you officially straight drive to an apartment, or did you show up with just bags and kind of sleep in the market floor for a couple of days?
That was a possibility. I actually stayed in a hotel.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Close enough.
That's great. Well, welcome to town. Tell us a little about where you're from.
I'm actually from the west side of the state. Grew up in a small town called Hart. If anybody's heard of the Silver Lake Sand Dunes, it's same area.
Wow.
So, yeah, spoiled as a kid. What can I say?
That's great. You grew up in a vacation.
I grew up, yeah. Not so much a vacation for me now.
But. No, yeah, yeah. So, well, you get to go back, though, and enjoy the vacation. So,
yeah, hopefully.
So what was your job before the Lansing City Market?
Well, one of my jobs was actually to run the Ludington Farmers Market.
Okay.
That was kind of one of my pride and joys, working with them, getting the farmers together and the other artisans and just having a spot for the community to come and just build community, really.
Well, that's great. Well, I think that's a big part of what the Lansing City Market is. I know that, you know, the few days that it was open, you know, back in the old market days, and I think one of the things I appreciate most about the new one is not necessarily just in a new building that's not freezing cold, but the fact that it's open more often, you know.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about the your expectations of maybe what you – and this is just as much about the market as about Lansing and your expectations of what this community was going to be. What were your perceptions coming in? Because there's a lot of kind of newness in Lansing right now, or a kind of a new excitement or a newfound willingness for people to talk about the successes and really willing to share them. And like we talked already earlier with Paul Jakes about a video that Justin did. Justin's company does a lot of kind of video what do you call them, Justin? More news?
Yeah, they're microbiographies.
Microbiographies. And so they've developed a lot of cool microbiographies, I guess the official term, of great things that are happening here in town. But what was your perception of Lansing? I mean, you've been here a week, so don't spoil it. You know, you can say whatever you want.
You know, a week's really not enough time to really get to know a city. Coming in, You know, I was just really looking forward to the job. City was just kind of a bonus for me. You know, living out in the country, there's things that you don't get used to. You know, it's a 25-minute to a movie theater, 25-minute drive, or 10 minutes to even go get gas. So coming into a city has been pretty exciting for me. Actually, in stopping at stoplights, there's one back home in the entire county. So kind of the pride and joy of the county. But
that's great.
There's one. So having one every block is it's been an adjustment.
Had you been to Lansing before?
I have years ago. You know, you always come in as a kid and hit the museums and go to the Capitol building. And I'm actually looking forward to going through the Capitol building again here as an adult and really get to, you know, see it and remember it.
Yeah. Do you remember the museums that you went to or any of the experiences you had, just bus trips in and
bus trips out, you know, those how those school trips go sometimes.
Did you come down the old Michigan Avenue when it was what it was before the new stadium was there and before the new businesses that existed? Did it scare you as a kid? Do you remember any of that stuff or just,
you know, coming in, it was probably a 2.5-hour drive, 3-hour drive on a bus.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did, but you know, we're all brave as kids, right? Yeah, right. You're in the bus. Nothing
yeah,
can harm
exciting,
you.
Exciting, right? If you're even paying attention to the environment.
Right.
Yeah. Well, talk about what you've seen at the market in this first week. What's your reception been like, both from the vendors and from the customers coming in?
It's been so exciting. It's actually been a little hard to get work done. Everybody's been coming into the office and just wanting to congratulate me on getting the job and just wanting to meet the new manager. And it's been real exciting to meet everybody and trying to remember names. Names has been one of my things.
Yeah, now Joe, there's you know, it's been quite hectic, but there's also an event coming up, so you're probably hand knees deep in that. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. This Saturday, December 11th, we've got the Ye Old Christmas event. It's supposed to be a Victorian style Christmas. We're going to have carolers and wandering musicians, cookie decorating, carriage rides. It's going to be a blast for the families. So yeah, I've been, you know, neck deep just about trying to get things ready for that. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, Joel Lasoski, the new general manager of the Lansing City Market, I guess, what's your official title?
Yeah, just Joe? Manager.
Just manager of the Lansing City Market. What do you expect to do here over your first month or two on the job, let alone your first year? What kind of things are you excited about? And I'm sure that in an interview process, there was some conversation about what do you want to do here in town and what can you help us achieve in Lansing?
Absolutely. First and foremost, it's, you know, just getting to work with those vendors and really working on getting the market as a cohesive group. Bringing in musicians and really building the community of the Lansing City Market. I think that's just going to be vital in how it grows in the future.
Now, it doesn't sound like you've been there long enough to dig through some of the research or papers to know what the numbers are compared to this holiday season, you know, compared to the old market and in the past holiday season. But what are your expectations throughout the course of the year? I mean, I know that the market has now has officially kind of set more expanded hours. Talk about the occupancy right now and where that clamoring is for the need for more space or do you feel like everything is good or is there a ton of space right now or where does that sit?
Well, right now we've only got one booth that's open, so we're looking for that special vendor to fill the hole in the market. So we're making sure that that's the perfect niche has been found for that. Other than that, you know, it's great to see people coming in. We're really seeing, like, the big lunch rush. That's pretty typical in a downtown, so it's always great to see that. We're open Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 11 till 7. So, yeah, a little expanded hours there. And then Saturdays from 9 until 5.
That's great. Talk about the vendors that are in there. What can people expect? For those that have never been there before or had been to the old market, it's not the exact same vendors that were there. I can tell you that. I don't know if you know that or not.
Right,
but,
yeah.
But can you talk about what do you expect to see when you kind of walk in from the main entrance off of that, you know, new City Market Drive in going in the loop?
Well, yeah, first thing coming in is you're going to get Crusoe's candy right off the bat. And that's, you know, one of those great tips to have, you know, just as you're walking in. We've got the typical things that a farmer's market has. We've got the fresh fruits and vegetables. We've got milk, chicken, breads. I mean, it just runs the gauntlet of what we've got in there.
All local?
unfortunately, not all local because we are here in Michigan, and so sometimes it's hard to grow fruits and vegetables this late in the season.
Right, yeah, okay.
But they do the best they can to make sure that it stays as local as they can get it. Obviously, you know, like bananas is one of the things we do have.
And, right, okay, yeah.
Yep, and those don't grow in Michigan. Maybe somebody sometime
maybe Justin's back
figure
here.
It out.
I'm working at it. But, all right, Joe, well, and I know that I've gone in there a lot, and I really enjoy going in there, and I know you've only been there for 2 weeks, so you haven't experienced this, but during the summer, there's all sorts of things to do. There's boat rides up and down where you can get a sandwich and take a boat ride and eat outside, and there's even a bar inside, right?
Yeah, we do. We've got the waterfront bar and restaurant inside, so that's been a fun addition, you know, at a normal farmer's market like in Ludington. That's not something that we have, so to be able to play with that a little bit has been really enjoyable.
Well, that's great. Joe Lisowski, the manager of the new Lansing City Market, joining us in studio. Thanks so much for coming in. Enjoy your stay here in Lansing. Hopefully it's long and exciting, and you get to learn a lot of stuff and participate in helping making this a better sense of place. So thanks so much for coming by.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, you guys.
Okay, thanks.